The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A very unique set of circumstances tonight.
Right, and I don't imagine that Clay's dad will be here. Clay's dad has a job that would probably keep him from being here tonight, but just the emotions of, you know, what Clay is going to feel, because it's got to be mixed, because on the one hand, yeah, you're coming back to a place where you won four titles and you played 13 years, but on the other side of it, you are a Maverick, and your job is to go out there and play well and win and beat this team. So it's not as easy as, like, a 39-year-old who is a bench rider for a team and, you know, it's your last year and whatever, or you're a retired player coming back, you're still feeling like you have a lot to prove and you're earning a contract with a new team. It's a new team. And so you don't want to come here and just be totally fawning over your time here and fawning over the Warriors. You're coming here with a killer mentality.
Totally.
You're Killer Clay. You want to come here and tear their heart out and win this game.
Well, you're also, and I respect athletes for this, at least those who take it this way. Like, you have a job to do, and you are highly, highly paid.
Yeah.
In order to go out there and do it. Loosely, Klay Thompson is going to make somewhere between $200,000 and $250,000 tonight. Your job is to go make buckets against the Warriors. And you can't let that get overwhelmed. You have a duty to go out there and not let that get overwhelmed by your feelings, your past, and all of that. And so that's where I sort of tuck all of the things that Clay has said within the last 48 hours, that, let's just be real, they don't feel good to Warriors fans. It doesn't feel good when he says this chapter's closed. It doesn't feel good when he says this is just another garden variety regular season November game. But I understand, and I thought Steve Kerr tried to speak to this, I understand where he's coming from on that. He can't let tonight be all about him. He's got a job to do.
Right. And his job is to go out there as a starting player for the Mavericks, a team that is in need of a win. They've lost two in a row. His job is to come out here and score and win and beat Golden State and start to turn this thing around. And I mentioned to Steiny and Guru earlier about the six players who have ever done what Clay is trying to do, which is you win four titles in one spot, and then you go back and you play in that place. And if you think about them all individually, Michael Jordan, he won six, and he went to Washington. That was unique because nobody thought that he would come back and, like, really be a threat. It was Michael Jordan.
Sure.
Scottie Pippen is the one that I think is the best comp, because when he came back, he still had four more years of good basketball, and he won six titles. And when he was coming back, it's a lot more like Clay. And I'm looking at the Tony Parker return right now.
Oh.
When he comes back to San Antonio as a Charlotte Hornet, he comes off the bench with 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
He played 1 year in Charlotte. So this is not that. And Kurt Rambis, same thing. Kurt Rambis, when he won four titles in L.A., and he went elsewhere, he came back, and he was a bit player. So for me, the only real comp to this is Scottie Pippen. And when Pippen left Chicago, that whole thing was done, and he wasn't forced out. Like, Clay was kind of forced out.
Well, yeah, I mean, although he was one of the driving forces of forcing him out.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Fair.
Like, he has stated a number of times, it's time for a fresh start. And so now he's got it, and yes, maybe that was based on him not getting the contractual offer that he wanted, or based on the fact that the Warriors were straight with him and said, your role is going to diminish, and it might even not be as a starter. And so these things are all attached to one another, and we know that there were feelings there, but I'm with you. Like, this is going to be, this is really, it is hard to comp. It is hard to comp. And to me, that's a wonderful thing for anybody who's got a ticket tonight.
Yeah.
Or even anybody who's going to watch the game tonight. Because this is a very, very unique set of circumstances. Maybe you look at them not as all positive, some negative, some weird, some awkward, whatever. But this is an experience that I'd say is pretty close to unlike any other in the history of sports, because it's a high, high level return. The player is still able to play at a pretty high level. He's still a starter for another team, and it's 4 months. It's 4 months ago that we got this final answer that Clay was no longer going to be a Warrior. So this all is happening really, really fast with all of those emotions and factors in play. This is just the number one thing that I want to say today. I want to have fun with this. I want to spend some time, even if you are having, I don't know, some sort of a hard time with this. Clay's attitude last year. The Warriors are better now. I don't like what Clay said over the weekend. Whatever it is, I tried to spend some time doing this today, and I hope you all have too. Get back in touch, at least for 24 hours, with your favorite moments of Clay Thompson, and we'll help you. We'll help you. We'll play some.
Well, it's not that hard if you've been a Warrior fan for 10 or more years.
But it's more fun to hear them.
It's super fun to hear them. I'm with you.
And re-experience them.
Yep.
Because it brings those chills back up or those feelings. So just like for me, that's what I want to do today. I want to get back in touch with the moments that made this fan base fall in love with Clay. And then go experience the game tonight. I'm not with Goo, though, by the way. Like, this experience for me lasts until tip-off. Not until tomorrow. It lasts until tip-off. And I hope he feels acknowledged. I hope he feels loved. I hope the fan bases enjoy the hell out of this moment. And then I hope the Warriors kick the Mavs you-know-what tonight.
Of course. And, you know, I feel the same way, because I don't like Kyrie Irving as a player. I never met the man. And I don't like Luka Doncic as a player. If I did my top 10 players who I dislike, those two are clearly in the top 10. And so, yeah, beat Dallas. And I was wearing my Warriors, Warriors, Warriors shirt earlier when I got doused by Lucas. And that was from the Western Conference Finals where they beat Dallas. I went to that game. Four was unnecessary. I went to that game with my father-in-law. And a couple of weeks ago, I went over to their house and we both had that shirt on, and it was kind of cool. We were twinning, but that shirt reminds me of that series where Dallas came in here and Dallas got shown the door and the Warriors went on to win the championship. So for me, tonight it's weird because it's not for me about Clay's feelings. It's about my feeling and it's about the fans' feelings.
I agree.
And Clay can feel however he wants to feel. Every human being is allowed to feel how they want to feel. And if he wants to come in here and be, you know, agitated or chippy or not take the mic or whatever he wants to do, I'm here for it.
Wow.
And I love Clay, and I have no ill will toward whatever he wants to do, because, and I was going to say this during the crossover, because between the four of us, we have 12 kids by 7 different women.
Wow, you were really doing some math while we were talking.
Well, driving in, I was thinking about it, because all of us have...
Would you say 12 kids by 7 different...
All four of us have 3.
Okay.
And the three of us, not you, have 3 by 2, and you have 3 by 1.
Yeah.
And so, between the four of us, we have 12 children and 7 women who birthed those children. And so, if you want to talk about all the complexities of that, and I won't get into it,
wow,
because it's your life, my life, Guru and Steiny, but the complexities are such that you and me and Steiny and Guru, we all get to feel how we want to feel about, like, reunions and, like, my divorce and, you know, my My ex-wife held a graduation party for my oldest son, and I went there with my new wife and my baby, and it was like, it was a different deal, right? Yeah. I showed up to my son's graduation party with my wife, who I'd been married to for about 5 months, and a baby.
I'm pretty sure that there's a sitcom that was made about these things, and it's called Modern Family.
Right.
That's what this is about.
Our sitcom would be 4 Men and 12 Babies.
That's not so catchy, but... No, it's not bad.
It made me think about tonight with Clay, because we don't get to tell Clay how he wants
not.
To feel about this, but Clay doesn't get to tell me how I feel about it.
That's
my feelings are
well said.
Exuberance and reflection and joy, and I'm so happy that he is healthy and playing, and I'm also happy that our team, my team... And I was a fan of this team before any of these guys were born.
Yeah.
We're 8-2, dog.
Yeah, I'm glad that my team is favored tonight. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I won't make a pick because I don't want to ruin the night.
Please don't.
Your boy suddenly is cold.
Yeah, I already...
Like, literally and figuratively.
I already put dough on the Warriors tonight.
Look at you.
So did I.
Sorry about that.
Shoot. Anyway, never mind. You ruined it. You know what? No, let's get everyone in the mood. And I think, Dibs, what you're saying is exactly where we are. And I hope that resonates with each and every one of you listening. Like, from our perspective, today is not about Clay. It's about you. So, like, I sort of have these platform questions, if you will. There's the simple one of, how does tonight make you feel? Okay? And then the other one is, but like, if you were gifted 10 seconds with Clay Thompson.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thompson, before the game tonight, what would you say to him? What would you say to him? So we can take your calls. Michael Thompson's going to join us in 6 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Grandy, why don't you hit DM 43?
I love this.
And let's get a little vibe going here. This is the montage of when Klay Thompson scored 37 freaking points in one NBA quarter.
Klay three. Driving again. Good! Oh, you're kidding me! Get it to him again. He's got it. His three.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
He found him again.
And again, his three. Now, if you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it. George Gervin at 33 and a quarter. And Klay Thompson has 50 and 37 in a quarter. Klay Thompson, I'm going to repeat that, 37 in a quarter.
All right.
in a quarter.
That gets you in the mood a little bit?
It's all getting me in the mood. I need more of it, Grandy. All the clay you've got. Unleash the chamber. Shoot your shot. It's all you got. I'm ready, but every time we hear all those highlights, I get even more readier. Readiest?
Sure, whatever. Whatever.
Much more ready?
I'm not like my grandma. I'm not going to correct your English. So,
especially when you know it's intentional.
Yeah, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.